if among humans we dwell too long, our magic fades till all power is gone. Then as mortals we must spend our lives, until as mortals we meet our demise. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
I'll have a...
Come on, Prerna, spit it out.
Rude.
No worries, take your time.
Sorry, I don't usually get coffee, so I don't really know what I'm doing right now.
I told you, you can't go wrong with a plain black coffee.
Even I know enough not to get that.
Might I suggest a hot chocolate?
No, that's not even coffee.
Yes. Thank you. I'll take the hot chocolate.
Oh, come on. You gotta step out of your comfort zone once in a while.
Sure, Soph. Like, you aren't going to order the exact same thing you do every time.
I won't. I'll take a double shot mocha latte, please.
Adding an extra shot isn't going outside your comfort zone.
At least I'm getting a coffee.
Just the two drinks, then? Would you like to try any pastries today?
No, thanks.
I'm good.
All right, then. Your total is $7.55.
Here you go. Wait, sorry. I can't find my card.
As usual. Here you go.
Thanks, babe. You're a lifesaver.
I know, right? What would you do without me?
I would cease to exist.
Here's your receipt. Your drinks should be out in a few minutes.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm so tired.
You won't be once you get your drink.
But until then, I'm dead.
Why did you get a double shot anyway? It's like 8 p.m.
Yeah, but I need to finish that essay for AP Lit.
How much do you have left?
How many pages do we need?
7 to 10.
Then I need 6 to 9.
What? Soph, we've had a month to do this.
It's fine, I do better work last minute anyway.
I can't believe how chill you are about this. That essay's worth a third of our grade.
Well, I can't believe how much you're worrying about this. It's not even your grade.
Yeah, but I care about you, and I don't want you to fail.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't deserve you.
You really don't.
Speaking of which, I did want to talk to you about something.
Speaking of how you don't deserve me.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
All right. I guess I can come over tonight and help you write your essay. But only 2 pages. You need to write the other 4 to 7 pages on your own.
Not that. I can write my own essay. Thanks.
Okay. What's up, then?
Well, it's just...
Come on, Sophia. Spit it out.
Okay, well... We've been dating for a while now, right?
I guess. It's been like... 7 months.
Yep, it was 7 months 2 weeks ago. 7.5 months.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, longest relationship I've ever had.
Only relationship I've ever had.
Do you like me?
Do I like you? I'm dating you, aren't I?
Yeah, but...
Are you okay, Soph?
I'm fine, I just...
Just?
I love you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Don't apologize.
Okay. I'm not sorry.
Where is this coming from?
I just talked about it. We've been dating for a while.
I know. I meant... Why now? Why are you bringing this up now?
I don't know. I just felt it. And I felt it and I thought I should say it.
Are you sure you feel it?
Of course!
We're really young. We're only teenagers in high school. How can you be so sure?
Because I am.
Were you sure about any of your other girlfriends?
No. That's why it never worked out.
But did you tell any of them you love them?
Only one.
And you were wrong. So how do you not know you're wrong now?
I wasn't wrong. It just didn't work.
Well, if you really loved her, it would have.
Do you really believe that?
Yes, that's what relationships are supposed to be. You're meant for each other, and you love each other, and it works.
Well, I don't believe that.
So, you say you love me, but you don't even believe in love?
No, I believe in love. But I don't believe just because two people love each other, they're meant for each other, or they can't have problems.
If you don't believe that, what was the point of telling me you love me?
So you know. I wouldn't have done it if I knew you'd get so worked up about it.
I'm not getting worked up. I just don't know why you had to bring it up now. We were doing fine.
Fine? I thought we were doing great. That's why I said it. Because I meant it.
But we were doing fine, and now there's this pressure on me to say it back.
No, there isn't. You don't have to say anything. I just wanted you to know.
But now that I know, I feel the pressure. It doesn't matter if you intended it or not.
I'm sorry.
And now I'm making you apologize for caring about me. God, I'm a terrible person.
You're not. You're a wonderful person. That's why I love you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't
have... Please, stop apologizing.
Okay. Well, I need the bathroom. Let's just both take a minute to calm down, I guess.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
One double shot mocha latte, one hot chocolate, correct?
Yeah, thanks.
I don't mean to pry or anything, but are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yep.
If you're sure, I'm right here if you need my help.
Oh, you don't need to. I appreciate it, but...
It's no trouble. You two seem like a lovely couple, and I'd like to help however I can.
We're not a lovely couple. I mean...
It's okay. You can tell me.
It's just we haven't even been together a year, and she tells me she loves me? What a joke.
Do you love her?
Yes. No, I... Maybe?
Is that your final answer?
No. No, I don't.
Could you ever love her?
Could I? I don't know. I'm 16. I don't even know what college I'm going to.
If you don't love her, and you aren't thinking about ever loving her, why are you dating her?
Well, I like her. I enjoy her company.
She feels safe to you.
Yeah, I guess so. You don't have to love someone to date them.
No, that's true. Sorry for eavesdropping, but didn't she also say she doesn't expect a response?
She did say that, yeah.
Then what are you upset for?
It just makes me feel really bad that she's giving me something I can't give her right now. I don't know if I'll ever be able to give it to her. It's not fair for me to be with her even though I don't feel the same way. What if I could be keeping her from someone who would love her?
But she loves you. I'm sure she'd be okay with that.
But I wouldn't.
It sounds like you know what to do then. This is the turning point. Either you will stay together forever, or you'll break up.
But why is this the turning point?
She said she loves you. Can you ever love her?
No. I don't think I can.
Then every day you stay together from now on, with you not loving her back, will increase her pain when the end finally comes. It will make it harder for her to ever forgive you.
So, I have to break up with her now, or...
Or lose her forever.
Or stay with her forever.
Not loving her.
Maybe?
Why?
I don't know, it's just easier to go along with her than to not. If I stay with her, she's happy. If I break up with her, she's hurt.
But how are you in these scenarios?
I'm fine.
But not happy.
Why do you care so much anyway?
I was in your place once.
You were?
Yes, I've had your problem, and now I'm offering a solution.
What solution?
Do you believe in hypnotherapy?
In what?
Hypnotherapy. It's a form of therapy where you hypnotize someone. This allows them to get in touch with their true feelings and desires.
I already know my true feelings and desires.
But you're ignoring them. Because you're more worried about others than yourself.
Are you saying my problem is being too nice?
Essentially, yes.
How is that a problem?
Tell me, Prerna, how many times in your life have you done something just for yourself? For your own selfish pleasure? It's not wrong to want things, you know?
If it hurts other...
How many times has caring about others prevented you from accomplishing something? From being happy? I can help you.
I don't know. You're a barista. How do you know hypnotism?
Hypnotherapy. I'm not just a barista. This is just for fun.
We won't have time anyway. Sophia will be out soon.
It only takes a moment, but of course, it's entirely up to you.
If I let you hypnotize me, it will help me choose the right thing?
There is no right or wrong. There are just choices with consequences. But it will help you choose the one you want the most.
Okay, sure. What have I got to lose?
That's the spirit. Now close your eyes.
Am I getting very sleepy?
No. In fact, for the very first time in your life, you're becoming wide awake.
What does that...
You can open your eyes now.
Whoa.
How do you feel?
I feel like I can see so clearly now. Like the world finally makes so much more sense.
You like it then?
It's amazing. Kind of overwhelming.
Good. Don't get too comfortable with it. It won't last long.
No?
No. Just as long as you need it. I believe that's my cue to leave.
Wait, are you sure this will help?
Nope.
What?
What?
Nothing. The barista just brought our drinks.
Thank God, I could use a double shot right now.
Are we going to talk about this?
About what?
Us.
What about us?
How we are.
Okay. I think we're good. Well? We're well?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm sorry. I should have told you all this before you said you loved me. But I didn't think you would do that.
Wait, why are you talking like this?
Like what?
So calm. Like you don't care at all.
I do care. It's just... For the first time, I care more about my feelings than yours.
What are you talking about?
I don't love you. I could never love you. You're too irresponsible, too different from me. We would never work out.
Jeez, you're not sugarcoating at all, are you?
I'm just stating the facts. I dated you because I liked you.
Wait.
Please, I need to say this. When I stopped liking you, I didn't say anything because it was easier to just continue. I wasn't unhappy, but I wasn't happy. Not really. And you wouldn't be if you stayed with someone who doesn't love you. So this is better for both of us.
Well, I guess I should thank you for the coffee and the heartbreak then, since it's so good for me.
Don't be like that. Would you really want to stay with me knowing I can't love you?
You could at least act like you care a little bit.
This entire time, I've been caring about you. I've been driving you to and from school. I've been going to the mall with you on dates. I've been letting you kiss me and touch me, and I didn't want any of that. Hell, I've been caring too much about other people my whole life. Me breaking up with you is the first thing I've done for myself in a long time.
Great. I'm glad you're finally happy.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, what have I done?
You did what you needed to.
You made me do this!
You only did what you wanted to do.
I didn't want to hurt her. This is the opposite of what I wanted.
You wanted to not hurt her, but you also wanted to be free of her. You wanted the latter more.
No! No. I'm a terrible person.
You're not a terrible person for wanting things.
I am when it hurts other people.
What about when it hurts yourself?
She left her coffee.
This is for the best.
Maybe for me. Maybe not for her.
Maybe that's not your concern.
I should bring her her coffee.
You can't go back. You chose a path, and there's no going back.
She loves me. She'll take me back. She'll forgive me.
You don't love her. Can you forgive yourself?
Can you? You meddle in people's lives and ruin their relationships, and you probably still sleep comfortably at night.
I help people do what they want. That's my job.
Yeah? Well, you should stick to making coffee.
Last Call at Bluebell Cafe is a Goose Thunder production. If you enjoyed our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking our website, which is linked in the episode description. Episode 6, Cold Drip, was written and directed by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu, sound editing by Kiana Triana, and music by Damon Wallace. This episode features Jessica Boudreau as the barista, Shivangi Sikri as Prerna, and Jess Fontaine as Sophia. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in episode 7, Pour Over. Thank you for listening.